بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still reading the riwayat which is narrated from Hazrat Abu Dharr Jundub ibn Junada and Hazrat Abdul Rahman Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله تعالى عنهما. And like every hadith, how great advices are given, and every hadith is so concise. That is, the words are few, but the meaning is very, very great. The first part of the hadith which we discussed, and that dealt with the subject matter of this chapter, and that is to gain the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. That whatever we do, we realize Allah Ta'ala is watching us. And the best to develop that is our namaz. From the time we hear Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we start our namaz, Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala must dawn upon us. Not just that we know about it, we become conscious of it. When we start our namaz, etc. So in namaz and then by zikrullah, if we do it properly, this reality will come into us and the remembrance of Allah will be with us at all times, and that is our greatest capital in life. With which we can achieve great things in our lives. The second thing that is mentioned in the hadith is that whenever we happen to do some wrong, then always follow it up with the right. And every person, we are human beings, we do make mistakes. We will carry on making mistakes. We determine not to make, but as humans we will err all the time. And our making mistakes is even in our good deeds. Like we perform namaz now, but we did not have proper concentration. All our good deeds are also contaminated. So we have to all the time correct that and rectify that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَاتَّبِعِ سَيَّئَةَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْحُهَا. That whenever you do a wrong thing, then follow it up with a good deed. And that good deed will then rub out, will erase that wrong and evil that we had done. And ulama has given different interpretations. One is that guna is now completely obliterated. It is erased and it does not exist at all. And in fact, according to some teachings of the Quran and Hadith, by doing that, Allah Ta'ala changes that evil deed into a good deed for us. How merciful and how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. But we must be conscious even of this. When we do commit sin, when we do wrong, let us be conscious of it. And then follow it up with a good deed. Even just reading La ilaha illallah is one of the greatest of good deeds. Making tawbah, istighfar is a very great good deed. Any good deed that we read, that we do, make 2 rakats of namaz, make some tilawat of Quran Sharif. And even more than that, if Allah protect us, we committed some big sins, then have a borehole dug somewhere, where people can get water. What a great good deed. And by that Allah will forgive how many of our sins, and in fact change them into good deeds. If Allah has given the means, and we realize my past life was a real rotten life, I did so much of wrong, and we have the means, have a masjid built somewhere, have a madrasa built, try and see to the running of the madrasa, see to the expenses of one student who is becoming a hafiz, an alim, any good deed that we can do, and whether it be in big amounts or whether it be in very small amounts also. Even just giving sadaqah of half a khajur, that is, even if we just give 50 cents today, we give 1 rand, whenever we do any wrong, give some sadaqah also, whatever good we can do. And also, amongst the good deeds that we can do, give somebody some good advice. That is also a very exceptionally good deed, even if it be for a non-Muslim. For example, we had some of our friends, wherever they met, they gave them good advice. Even if it's a non-Muslim at the filling station, for example, we just give him advice, be good to your parents, treat your parents well. If you are married, treat your wife well. See that you bring up your children properly. Any good deed that we can do, we must try and get into the habit of that. We are unfortunately in the habit of committing sins. But committing of good deeds, we're not getting into that habit. So wherever we can, we should try and do some good deeds. And especially when we realize, and we should try and become conscious, and we are all the time doing evil deeds, then at that time especially try and follow it up with some good deed. With regard to that also, we get news of somebody is ill, somebody has passed away, somebody is in some other difficulty. Let us not also just treat it as a news item. When he has passed away, we got the news, it's the end of the story. No, let us do some good deed. Read three times, Qul Hu Allah. That is a great amal. It's very, very small, but it's a that person and passed the sawab. One whole Quran Sharif sawab we have passed. Read just La ilaha illallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. These rewards are also great. Hardly takes a few seconds and pass that sawabs to that marhum. If we hear somebody is ill, make some dua in our heart. And if it is somebody who has given us as a family, close person, make that dua loudly so that he also feels nice. May Allah grant him shifa. May Allah remove all the difficulties. Always let us try and get in the habit of doing some good deeds. We are more than wholesale, we are manufacturing gunas. But our good deeds side, we are very weak. So we should try and do as many good deeds as we can. This is a great, great asset for us and a great capital we will be building for the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.